Wow. I love that, Mark doesn't get excited, but I could tell he was really proud and pleased with us. But not because it was hard. You guys just did it. But I'm getting a glimpse of what he's trying for. Somebody gave me a book about enlightenment, or I can't remember the name of it, but it has hundreds of quotes from all these gurus. And in the introduction, it says, to get the most out of this book, read each quote, just one quote in a day, write it down, answer the question, what does it mean? How can you apply this? And then do this a few hundred times, with this whole book. And I think I was in the state, because I started looking at it yesterday, that there's got to be an easier way. Can't we get beyond self into awareness besides dissecting these words? And so I think Mark was responding to my impatience with this sort of awareness, so he just took us there. So I like that much better than studying books and writing it down and hundreds of times, yeah. And I'm so glad he teaches this class because after that, what would a human do? What, how could you follow up on that? What would Mark do? Luckily, he's nonplussed by any of it. For there is no end. This is Mark. You never end. You never began. Your birth represented a loss of awareness. The birth of your soul represented a loss of awareness because you lost the awareness of all that is to have soul, to have self. It is impossible from the limited awareness to From the perspective of self, it is impossible to know all that is. So, in this part of our journey together, we will continue to remove you from self. And you will find that you do not die, but you actually prosper without self. That you are liberated from the tyranny of self. And that's all we need to say. You are liberated from the tyranny of the self. We also hope to move you beyond perspective. At first, we move you to a greater perspective, a non-self perspective. But then we hope to get you outside of all perspective because perspective is a point of view. A point of view is a collapsing of all that is in order to have a perspective or a perception. So we're going to do many tricks to keep you from collapsing into points of view, points of reference, things to remember, lessons. Until we get your small self so messed up that it does not recreate itself in the same pattern as before you had these experiences, so that your small self agrees to take a back seat and not be the purveyor of your perspective. We will talk about the pitfalls here. The biggest pitfall is that your ego wants to have perspective because in that is its importance. The ego will use your need for knowing how much you grow as a necessary need. In order to know how much you grow, you have to have a perspective of how much you hadn't grown, and then you see the yardstick and how much you've grown. If you don't ever have that starting perspective, you cannot have a perspective of the end of your growth. And your ego loves to see progress. Especially your spiritual ego loves to see progress. Progress is impossible if you take your point of view with you on the growth and you don't leave some here so you can tell there's a differential. Do you understand? So your ego is going to be a bit unstable because it can't see what progress you're making. And it can't justify its beingness by your growth. Because you're going to find that you can grow without ego. You can grow without knowing that you've grown. And there's no need to justify just how far you've come. Because that all collapses you back into a smaller perspective. We're going to have many journeys of nothing where your whole self gets used to nothing and finally lets go of its armor preventing you from experiencing nothing so that finally you can experience the nothing without armor or resistance, without even a sense that you're experiencing nothing. So we'll see where we go now. There'll come a moment in this nonlinear experience where part of you that you didn't even know was uptight begins to relax. That is the part of you that tries, the part of you that is whose job it is to be aware. So we're seeking awareness, but we don't want any part of you who thinks that's their job. So pay attention in this next nothingness journey to moments where you let go of something you didn't even know you were holding on to. And there's a sense of moving through these locks or these gates of more and more freedom, which might communicate itself to you as relaxation, like deeper ah, then a deeper ah. So notice without trying too hard as we once again go nowhere. beyond time, beyond space. Beyond self and sense of self. An expanding, ever-expanding nothingness. Space. Space is nothing, your awareness is nothing. Space without distance. And notice that this space expands infinitely inside, outside, in all directions. It's not merely outer space, it's inner space as well. And as you continue being this, all that is, something that you thought you were begins to let go. Something that you thought you were lets go. And something that you think you are lets go. putting you into a greater sense of relief, of release, more space, less importance to anything. And now there's more of something you've always been. You notice that as you give up, you as a perspective, your experience of you becomes so much greater, unlimited. And you begin to sense the immortality of this you. Untarnished, immaterial, immortal, but still you. And perhaps you can notice that being in this space, it takes the importance out of everything you do. There's no longer such importance to it. Perhaps the meaningfulness has gotten in the way of the infinity of you. You must be okay with meaninglessness, because meaning puts you around and around in circles. This is so much more. Again, notice if you let go of that which you didn't even know you were holding. If there's a sense of freedom, of relief or release, a sense of greater lightness. A knowingness of your immortality rather than a striving to know it. Feel that difference. And notice, dear ones, that in this space, there's really no energy. There's no drama, there's no energy. You're beyond all of that into pure consciousness. And now we're going to test your nothingness, your consciousness, by giving you a job to do. So even though we said there's no points or meaningfulness, we wish for you to sense how this state is different than the state that your world runs on. So, the situation here in the United States is that there was a weekend of mass shootings. With all its drama, with all of the energy of sadness and compassion, the energy of anger, the energy of everything that happens when there's tragedies. And we want you to just be with this pure consciousness, hovering over the situation, and notice what happens to the energy, all the energies of this situation, of these mass shootings. Just be consciousness interacting with the energies without a decision what you're going to do with the energies, because you don't do anything. Just be consciousness relating to the energies of this situation. All right, so we're going to have a dialogue now. We'll ask what you felt as your pure consciousness, your unlimited nothingness, related to all of the energies from the situations of the shootings. And see what you notice changed, or how you changed. Perhaps we lost you in your mission. We have someone here.
This is Julie. As I hovered or engaged or watched, everything calmed down. Breath came into people. and a space of stillness.
And did you notice that your consciousness did not take on any of the, it didn't change at all?
It didn't. And I didn't do anything.
Yes.
I just arrived there and this happened.
Yes. Thank you. Behind you.
This is Ian. And I felt like as I was hovering, there was like no way for me to like get lower into that consciousness. It was just like I was there and there was nothing that was going to invade that. It was really cool.
So hover is the right word, because you were aware of that consciousness, but you didn't actually interact with it with any vision of doing something.
Right.
So we want you to see that you didn't engage it, yet it shifted. Could you sense that the energy shifted, or were you so non-engaged that you couldn't tell?
I was just pretty much non-engaged.
All right. And that's fine, because we don't need you to engage enough to know. We will tell you what happened.
This is Elaine. And when I got to the point where I was is, being wasn't, I is. And so I brought my is there. And it was like I felt little pokes into my consciousness. It was like I felt just little pokes. I didn't know what it was, and then pretty soon I just felt heaviness in my hands, and I'm like, that's interesting. And then the heaviness in my hands just dissipated, but there wasn't any, it didn't matter what it was or where I was, because I was is.
Well said, is.
So we have one from Andias. With the situation of the shooting, my response is blessing the whole situation and participants and showing a larger picture. Before, my soul seemed to be ready to invite other lifetimes to participate in the disattachment of the identification and identities.
Can you read the last two sentences or last sentence before this? Yeah.
Before, my soul seemed to be ready to invite other lifetimes to participate in the disattachment of the identification and identities.
All right. So another way to say what begins to happen is your hovering in that this high consciousness is a presence that can be sensed by the energies, no matter how chaotic they are. And that presence becomes an invitation. But let us say something that we noticed to see if this makes sense. When you hovered in your high nothingness consciousness over something that was chaotic and has a lot of emotions, the energy of the emotions lost their structure. And when emotions become unstructured, they just become light. They're not energies that are pushing and pulling and name-calling. They just lose their still energy, but when they're not structured with some kind of valence, they just become light. And so the situation became unopposed light. So now you know that even though we don't want you to get in the habit of doing things from this non-doing place, we wanted you to see the magical importance of beings holding this nothing expanded, non-identified awareness, that it doesn't just change your awareness, it changes energy. You were beyond energy, beyond magnetism. You're beyond energy, so you are not going to change things energetically the way you have before. But in this case, you could feel both the energy change, but it didn't matter. You weren't engaged in it, but there was a sense that something happened, but you weren't doing anything. You weren't trying. It was just you're hovering with that presence that changes things. This is evidence of how important this leap is for mankind. Comments.
Yes, we have one more from Kippy. I knew the depth of the stillness was radiating to others without radiating as we were in the singularity.
You all are so good with impossibly complex words and experiences. Thank you.
So we have Andias saying, yes, the identities of my other lifetimes are now pondering to take a back seat as well, like myself in this lifetime.
The back seat gets bigger and bigger in this vehicle of expansion.
This is Judith. My experience of that was as I was hovering, it was very colorful. There were a lot of color and movement. And almost immediately, it all went gray. The color drained out of it, which to me was the draining of the emotion and the turmoil.
Neutralizing
it, mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was mm-hmm. a color image. Mm-hmm.
And can you see from that high perspective how little emotional drama actually changes anything? And people have wondered why the world keeps repeating the emotional drama. It's because the emotions are so entrained and so present that there is no concept of being unemotional, neutral, or beyond emotion. You were in a place beyond emotion. You wanted to feel bliss, but there wasn't really bliss because that is a perturbation in the nothingness. This is, we'll say it again, a beautiful breakthrough. And we have 7 more classes. Jeanette is saying this is the first time class 1 she's enjoyed. Other questions or comments?
So this is Kate again. And it's wonderful, this space, because I feel like, despite the fact that I may have not been here, I've always wanted to be here. And I guess the question is, so are we doing this so that we cannot just do nothing, but we can detach from the aspects of ourselves that create unwanted realities in our daily life? Is that sort of why we're moving into this? Or
there can be no why. Because that moves you into cause and effect. We're moving here because this is all that is, all that has ever been. And your human perspectives have dumbed it down so much that you can't grasp that this is everything. Everything you've ever wanted, everything that could be, is in this. And once you know it, just know it, then you can have your life however it is, and you are not so attached to the outcome and the meaningfulness of your life because it's a video game. But when you're the main character in that video game, it's hard to see that as unimportant. So we are not doing it to make your aspects better or your life easier. We're doing it because this is all that is. And one of the outcomes is your life is no longer an experiment, it's an expression of all that is.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was looking for. Thank you.
Any more?
Well, we do not have any more comments right now. We do have one more from Andreas. When my soul was created and birthed as an interface to the physical world, how will the soul transform when I leave this physical existence?
The experience of the soul when you leave this physical existence is determined by how much you detach yourself from the closeted, narrow emotions of human existence. So as you liberate yourself during this lifetime, your soul transcends and moves to, we'll say, a different birthing ground, a different cycle outside of the cycle of rebirth into this sort of reality. So as you liberate yourself now, your soul is transformed in a way that it does not have to repeat its journey. We don't know if that's what you're asking, but there's our answer. Thank you.
There were three comments just after the break about the camera and the remote international Mark community would just like to say to the local community that they very much appreciate seeing your faces to your beautiful voices. So thank you. And it makes the Mark community more vibrant.
Well, we thank Ralph for bringing his cameras and operating them. It's a big job. Pay attention to how much easier your life is in the next week. It can be the same life, but like you hovering over the energies of shootings, you are hovering over a life and changing it. It has to be that way. You cannot hover with the beautiful consciousness that you attain today and not have it change fundamentally how you enjoy your life. Your life may look the same day to day in the next week, but notice how fundamentally you are more in joy. We thank you. Expressions, not experiments. This is Mark. Well, 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 okay. So, honey, what did you do? I don't know. Don't ask me what I did, who I am, what I remember, but wow. Thank you, and so wonderful that you got to be appreciated by the Mark community. Thank you so much, Ralph. And Ralph will be here with his multiple camera magic again next week. Thank you. Thank you, really. And I'm so grateful people were online because they weren't really sure they had the links, but they all figured it out. So, yay. So night, night, all of you.